From the Heart, July 5. The First Promise of the Gospel. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. I will put enmity between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. This was the first gospel sermon ever preached to sinners. This promise was the star of hope, illuminating the dark and dismal future of the race. Adam gladly received the welcome assurance of deliverance and diligently instructed his children in the way of the Lord. This promise was presented in close connection with the altar of sacrificial offerings. The altar and the promise stand side by side, and one casts clear beams of light upon the other, showing that the justice of an offended God could be appeased only by the death of his beloved Son. Abel heard these precious lessons, and to him they were like seed sown on good ground. Cain also heard them. He had the same privileges as his brother, but he did not improve them. He ventured to go contrary to the commands of God, and the result is strongly presented before us. Cain was not the victim of an arbitrary purpose. One was not elected to be chosen of God, and the other to be rejected. The whole matter rested upon doing or not doing as God had said. In the case of Cain and Abel, we have a type of two classes that will exist in the world till the close of time, and this type is worthy of close study. There is a marked difference in the characters of these two brothers, and the same difference is seen in the human family today. Cain represents those who carry out the principles and works of Satan by worshiping God in a way of their own choosing. Like the leader whom they follow, they are willing to render partial obedience but not entire submission to God. The Cain class of worshipers includes by far the largest number, for every false religion that has been invented has been based on the Cain principle, that a sinner can depend upon his own merits and righteousness for salvation. The religion of Christ is for men and women to accept with all its inconveniences. They may invent an easier way, but it will not lead to the city of God, the saints' secure abode. Only those who do his commandments will have right to the tree of life and enter in through the gates into the city.